Hey guys, my name is Donald Jenkins, and this is my podcast called Nashville Hits, Collecting Dust.
Follow us. You don't want to miss an episode. I don't know why you would want to miss one of these episodes. They're only the best artists, songwriters, in the world. So why would you want to miss one of these?
Is there
any reason why you could think you would want to miss one of these episodes?
No, because you're hearing stuff that you can't hear anywhere else. You have exclusive content,
right?
So they have to come to you.
Google can't even find this.
No. It doesn't exist anywhere.
It can find the podcast.
Actually, this podcast is the first recording of this song. So legit, you have the exclusive scoop.
I've been trying to tell that to people.
I know.
Yeah. Get the message out there. I love being the first. And this is your first podcast ever, right?
Yes.
Confirm it.
First podcast ever with Donald Jenkins. It's Collecting Dust. This is it.
Yeah. You know we're recording now, right?
Yeah,
see? I usually try to catch people off, but I didn't. You were prepared. Dang it. Hi. Hey, I'm sitting here with Ray Solomon, also known as Ray, right?
That's it.
Is that just what your friends call you, or is like everybody's like, Ray, what's up?
No, I mean, my friends call me that, but it's actually, I'm a diehard Seahawk fan, so it's on the back of my Seahawks jersey, too, so I think it just kind of stuck.
Oh, I forgot about that. How are they? I'm not a huge NFL. Are they good this year?
Well, I mean, it's the start of the season, but we're 2-1, so we're doing okay.
Dang. You're a little intimidating when it comes to stuff like that because I don't know anything about NFL football, and I feel like you would just kill me in stats, and I'm normally never speechless, but this is when I go quiet
on football.
Yeah,
we'll just have to go watch a few games or something, and we'll catch you up to speed.
Anyway, so before we get into that, because I usually do this at the end, and then I'm like, dang it, I should have done it at the front. How do people like find you and follow you? Like, first of all, who are you? I know who you are, but the listeners may not. Ray Solomon.
So I'm from Seattle, Washington. I've been in Nashville for like 4 years, but I have 5 brothers, and I think that my parents just couldn't really come up with a girl name at that point, but they at least spelled it a girly way. So it's R-A-E, and Solomon's all O's, just like King Solomon in the Bible. And you can find me anywhere. Ray Solomon music online. Just look it up.
We were like, what do we do with a girl? Wait.
That's basically it. Like, I don't know.
Were you, only because I can say this because I think my half brother was this way, not planned, but a blessing is kind of the way that's how we describe my little brother. And I don't know if they've ever told you that, but we tell my little brother that. We're like, bud, we love you, but you were not planned.
Well, I was in the middle, so they didn't stop after me, so I must have been okay.
That's true. Well, you have thick skin if you have all brothers, so I can.
That's an understatement.
That's awesome. So how long have you been in Nashville? We met, 2 years ago? Has it been 2 years? Has it been 3 years?
It might be more than 2 years.
Stop.
Yeah.
First thing's going is my mind. It's age. We met three years ago.
Yeah. That sounds about right because I've been in Nashville for almost 4. So I think I met you like pretty quick after I got here.
I don't know if I want to tell this story, but I'm going to. The first time we met, this is how you know that, you know what, we're going to be friends. Because within about 2 hours of us meeting, I'm pretty sure you were pushing me around in a buggy. In a grocery store.
Well, you made me some really amazing margaritas.
Well.
So I returned the favor.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we decided that we wanted to get some. Well, we had like a sweet tooth.
Well, here's the thing. It was a pool party.
Yeah.
All right. So I didn't want everybody to think that I was just shoving margaritas down your throat. We were with a group of friends.
We were.
I was making my famous, you know, margaritas, which they
get famous for a reason.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. And for some reason, we had this great idea to see how many. I mean, I think we got all desserts.
Yeah. Well, we decided that we didn't want to go out to, you know, losers or winners, the usual spots. So we decided we had a sweet tooth. We wanted to get some candy. When we got to the store, we couldn't decide what we wanted. So I'm pretty sure we bought the entire bakery plus some.
Cakes, ice cream, cookies, stuff I haven't eaten in years.
It was awesome.
It was one of those things like when you go to a buffet, like your eyes are bigger than your stomach.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because we got home, open it all, and I think we ate
like one bite of everything.
Maybe a third. And everybody was like comatose.
I'm pretty sure I still have a picture of you in that cart with me shoving you around in it.
Well, and that's called blackmail, ladies and gentlemen. So I will now behave for the rest of the show. But that's when you know. I mean, that was a good first experience. And we've been friends ever since. So that's awesome.
It was great.
And here we are.
Here we are.
You're a superstar now.
I've always
thought you were a superstar. But,
thank you.
I think I've asked you, I know I asked you at least 3 or 4 months to be on the show, and I finally got here.
I know.
You guys are hard to schedule.
I know. Well, I've been like out of Nashville for basically 3 months straight. So I just got back. I've been out on tour. I've been playing. I just got back, and you were my first stop back in Nashville. I had to come and be on the show.
That's called priorities right there. I'm going
to top of the list.
Well, and when you did, I will also say this. We went and played ping pong. And foosball.
We did.
Just to catch up in a healthy competitive atmosphere, mm-hmm. which, you know, truth be told, it really wasn't that competitive for me.
I think that I need to get a handicap, you know, so like we play our first game and however much you beat me by, you need to like beat me by that much more the next go round.
I just said, I'm not holding back on you.
You just have a mean serve. It's like this like spin right? thing that you do. It goes the opposite direction you think it's going to.
I tell you, I'm not giving away the secrets. So if you want to step up and you're listening to, I don't think I've been beaten since like 87.
Really?
And ping pong. Okay, that may be exaggerating. Just a little bit.
I won't tell you when I was born.
No, we're definitely not getting into birthdays. I promise. It was funny. Last week I had, I was covering the buddy of ours, Richard Casper. He does a nonprofit, Creative Vets, and Luke Pell, you may or may not know, yeah. He was on The Bachelorette, but he was kind of taking over. And so he was talking about what kind of genres of music, you know, he likes. And he was like, well, you know, we're millennials. And, you know, I think we listen. And then he looked at me, he goes, okay, well, some of us are millennial.
He shouldn't have corrected. Just right? Like, yeah, just roll with it.
I was like, oh, anyway.
Nobody knows. Like, age is just a mysterious thing.
No, I'm
here.
Just saying,
like,
he called me out. That's not cool, but he's bigger than I am, so we just went with it. So, anyway. I'm excited to have you. Everybody's in for a treat. Real quick, how can we follow you and find you on social media? Because I know you have a strong Snapchat game.
Yeah, well, I've heard that. I just kind of put whatever is, I mean, you know how that works. Anyways, yeah, so Ray Solomon Music. It's, I mean, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat.
What's it? That's all it is.
Periscope. Ray Solomon Music everywhere. I made it like nice and simple, so across every platform, you can find it in the same place.
Yeah, and you don't spell Ray, R-A-Y.
R-A-E. Got to go with the girl spelling.
Okay, I was just making sure. Well, not everybody knows.
I know, saying. Yeah. Oh, no, awesome. It is a good, like when I go to Starbucks and they write it, you know, it's like, I know it's going to be a good day when they write my name right on my Starbucks cup.
Good. Well, I want to know like what brought you to Nashville real quick. When did music start for you? How did you know music, you know, was who and what you were going to do? Like, I don't think I even know that story.
So I was like one of those weird kids that like, this is all I've ever wanted to do.
Okay.
My mom has a video of me when I was like 3 years old saying that I was going to sing on country radio. And we had this like sunken living room that had two steps on it. And I would just like put on shows when I was little. And my mom tells this story about my cousin trying to get up to, you know, perform with me on this little, like, you know, step up from our living room. And I shoved her off of the stair and said that it was my stage.
<You're>,
So not much has changed, I don't think.
So much for learning to share.
Right. Yeah. Not when it comes to the microphone most of the time.
I love it.
Awesome. I mean, being from Seattle, I just kind of built a following there, and I got a master's in music business from the Berklee College of Music. And started interning in radio. I interned under program director named Becky Brenner.
So you could probably teach me a few things.
Maybe.
By that, I'm asking. I need help.
You're doing just fine all on your own. You're doing great.
All right, good.
But I didn't tell them my name. I used a different name when I was interning because I didn't want them to think that I was, you know, like going at it just from a music perspective. Yeah. And a week after I ended my internship, I won a spot to open for Love and Theft. And when everyone from the radio station showed up and Ray Solomon was there to perform, and it was me. And so that's kind of the story of how it goes. And then I moved to Nashville 4 years ago. And
now, yeah. Were you writing your own stuff as well? Or like, what were you singing? You know?
Yeah. No, I mean, like I started writing when I was 7 years old, but moving to Nashville has been a really fun experience because I finally started co-writing here. And so it's been like a really awesome thing, making great friends and then actually getting to go into a room and make something with other, you know, amazing people. And when you're writing with people who are that talented, it just kind of brings things out of you. I can't tell you how much I've grown in just the little bit that I've been here, being around people who are so amazing.
There's a few people that have talent here.
Oh yeah. Just a couple,
you know, I always like to ask people, you know, cause most people that do move here, like they are the best from where they come from,
yeah.
You know? And, I was, you know, the best at
still are.
Yeah. I'm not going to get into my music career. I'll tell that story another time. But yeah, you move here and it's like, oh my gosh, like this is something, you know, which is actually why I actually started this. Cause I feel like most of the talent that I get here, like on a Tuesday night, for some reason, most of it, you know, a lot of it won't leave the city limits. Right. And I'm like, yeah. How, why not? You know, it's kind of frustrating.
Now, some of my favorite like playlists are, just, I have my friends send me their work tapes of new songs that they've written, and I've got like an entire section that I just jam out to all on my own, you know?
Yeah.
So this is a really cool idea you had.
Well, thank you. I'm going to continue to do it because it's fun. I love it. And I'm getting some good feedback. You guys make me look good. Let's be honest.
Oh my gosh. No, you make us look good.
I mean,
and you give us a platform to share our songs with, you know?
Well, it's cool and it's a lot of fun. And I get really, from a selfish standpoint, I'm personally serenaded. I get my
own. You're like, come
shows.
And play for me.
Well, let's be honest. It's hard for me to go to concerts now because I'm like, wait, why is everybody here? Right. This is supposed to be
like first, my living room.
Right. Get out of my way, please. Yeah. So,
you know who I am. Kind of a big deal.
No. But it is a lot of fun. I do want to ask like two or three questions, and then I have this new section that I want to try out.
Okay.
You're going to be the first.
Ooh. I like it.
Yeah, I don't really have like this jingle thing or anything yet, but I'm going to try to create one because I think it's going to be an awesome
segment. Do I get to hear you like create this as we go?
No. No, not at all. there would be a lot of takes. Let's put it that way. These three questions I try to ask everybody to keep some structure anyway.
Right.
But it's really fun to kind of compare the answers of all the guests. And there is no right or wrong, so you don't have to like be nervous or anything. I don't feel like you are, but... I'm probably more nervous than you are right now. You're kind of intimidating. I'm just saying.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. all right. Well, so if you could, Ray, knowing what you know now, right? Like you've been doing music many years now, right?
Yeah.
But if you could go back and have coffee with yourself, and I know you like coffee because you showed up with a 48-ounce
it's just glass a of coffee.
All right. Sorry.
But I do like coffee. I'm a little addicted. I'm from Seattle. Leave me alone.
All right. I'm not judging. I'm the same way. But if you can have coffee with yourself, like right when you started, and let's maybe go a little bit further from like the stage of your steps when you're pushing your mom off. But you know, when, when you had that conscious awareness of like, yeah, music is that.
Yeah.
What would you tell yourself now?
Oh my gosh. That's so hard because I really think that, you know, my journey has been what it needs to be. The only thing that I would really wish is that it would have happened faster or sooner, you know, like I think that every step, but it kind of comes in time. So, I would tell myself to be persistent and patient and that things will happen when they need to, but, don't be afraid of anybody that when you come into this town, people are people and just go and be you. And that, you know, everybody, there's no need to be nervous because they want to like you.
Yeah.
They really do.
People in general or just Nashville
people? People in general. You know, like they're rooting for you. They don't want you to be nervous. They want to like you.
I hope so. And for the most part, I think people are good, inherently good.
Yeah.
Of course, that may just be the South. I don't know.
The South is really nice.
Is Seattle not as...
No, they're not. They're like perfectly nice. They're just a little more like slow to warm up.
Direct.
I was in an elevator when I was just home a couple weeks ago for a show. And I got in the elevator and I was like, hey, good morning. And the guy just looked at me and I was like, oh, I'm not in Nashville anymore.
Oh, God, like, I forgot. Yeah. Not everybody wants to have a conversation.
Why are you talking to me?
That's funny. Yeah. You know, patience is obviously something that a lot of people say in music. And I think, I don't know, I think I see it in my own life and own career. If I had gotten exactly what I wanted when I thought I wanted it,
yeah,
it probably wouldn't have worked out. well, you know, so it's hard to hear, but believe it or not, just keep going. Right. And just say, hey, it's going to happen when it's supposed to happen.
I think that, the most successful people are the ones that are crazy enough to stick around long enough for it to happen, you know,
they're like, they won't go away. Yeah. Okay. Here.
Basically that's kind of my motto. I'm like, I'm still here.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. Well, second question is, what's the best piece of advice like you've gotten from someone else? I mean, parents or somebody else, it could be career or just in life that you kind of hang on to or just live by.
Oh, that's so tough. I think the one that I just repeats in my mind the most is one that my parents said, or my dad said to me. It was always chin up and lead with the right. So just chin up, give them hell, baby girl.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Chin up, lead with the right. Yeah, I like that. I don't think I've ever heard that one, but I guess it's the way I heard something the other day. I'm not going to, yeah, I probably should say it. I'm just going to have to censor it, I guess.
Oh, now I'm intrigued.
Well, I love to read. I read a lot of books. Well, I say read. It's either read or listen. I listen to a lot of books on Audible, and that's not a plug because I'm not sponsored. But if you wanted to reach out, anyway. But somebody said, you got to read this book. And then I did read it. It's phenomenal. But then I started wondering, why did they give me this book? But it was called The Subtle Art of How Not to Give Up.
Oh,
F. Mm-hmm. F. I mean, yeah. F, if you were to spell that F yeah. word out, that's usually not, you know. And I was like, oh, yeah. And it is a great book. Don't get me wrong. Now, you have to get past the profanity word because it says that a lot. It's actually in the title.
I have five brothers and I'm in a band, so censoring myself is key.
Yeah, I bet. But it was a great book. But it was kind of one of those things like, look, Mother Teresa had critics. I mean, yeah. You know, if you're going to put yourself out there, somebody's going to say something, but just keep going.
Yeah.
I like that.
I love that.
This is my favorite one, by the way. You have to finish this statement. You ready? Okay. You have to say it. Just say it out loud with me. Donald, if you really knew me, you would know. And that's how you have to start it, by the way.
I feel like this is so intense. Like, oh my gosh. What am I going to choose?
I feel like I know a lot about you. So, but this is not just for me. Maybe this is for the audience. Maybe a lot of people know of you. They know your music. They've seen you play. Mm-hmm. But like, if they really knew you,
they really knew me.
Yeah.
If you really knew me, you would know that I am just a girl. I love cheeseburgers and beer and football games and hanging out with my friends. I just like, you know, sometimes when you're on stage or you see like photos or you see whatever, it's kind of glammed up or it's this glossy thing. And
yeah.
I'm just me.
Just you, huh?
Just me.
That's kind of, I mean, don't get me wrong. I have not heard one guy out there yet say, man, I just don't like girls that like to eat cheeseburgers, drink beer, and
this is
watch
why I
football.
Run a lot because I really like food.
Food and football?
And football.
Guys, yeah, I feel like my email's blowing up right now. Now, what's her contact information again? I'm like, no, that's awesome. Well, all right. Well, I'm glad that you're just a girl. So we're going to watch football later on with margaritas and, you know, whatever. How's that?
Yes. Your margaritas are amazing.
They are.
So I feel like this would be like the
I'm
best
a connoisseur.
Way to watch football.
I don't pat myself on the back for a lot. That I do.
You like hyped it up. And like the first time I met you, it was hyped up. So I was like, all right, let's see how this is. And it really is.
Done. Oh, yeah. Love it. All right. So I'm excited. I don't know how this is going to happen, but this is my new section.
Okay.
All right. And let me explain it first. Because you're the first. And then hopefully somebody's going to like hit a button and there's going to be this like this cool like lead in jingle. No idea.
Is this what we were going to make up as we go?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to explain it because it's the first time. So you remember the movie Apollo 13?
Yes.
Right. And Tom Hanks, they're in space.
Great movie.
It's a phenomenal movie. I love Tom Hanks. But he, there's this famous line, right? And it's Houston.
We have a problem.
We have a problem, right? And it's a great line. I feel like that what I want to have in this segment, I want to call it Nashville. We have a problem. Now, I don't know how that's going to sound. Maybe I need like some space noises. Maybe you can give me some tips on what that should sound like. But here's the whole point. All right. This is going to allow you, the guest, the artist, to tell me a story. About a time when you're outside of Nashville, you're on the road, you're touring. And I think what a lot of people don't understand, unless you're kind of in the industry, is like really probably only like 10% of your time is on stage.
Oh yeah. No, it's a pretty short amount of time. There's a lot of work up into that, like 20 minutes or however long.
Yeah. I mean, it's what you live for, but like how much goes on in between that I'm on stage and now it's off to the next, you know, gig or whatever. Yeah. And, there are some, I have heard some amazing stories. And so this is what it is. Nashville, we have a problem. And I want to hear a story about a time that you were out on the road or it really doesn't have any rules.
All right.
That, you would think, hey, Nashville, we have a problem and we got to figure this out.
So maybe I should have said this. If you really knew me, you would know I'm very sarcastic. So here we come. And nobody's safe. I'm sorry if I'm making fun. So I actually just got off of being on tour. I've been back in Nashville for 2 days. And we had this one crazy weekend. And I know touring seems like super glamorous, but when you're, you know, starting out, it is not so glamorous, right? So we are in a little like band van traveling around, right? And we have 4 shows in 4 days. One of them is in Southern Oregon.
Yep.
Another one is in Idaho. Another one is in Eastern Washington. So we are like cramming to try and drive to get to our gigs on time because they're so far apart from each other. So this is, you know, third day. We're coming into the last show. And our show on that day was the next day was supposed to be at 4 p.m. And they called us. They're like, hey, can you move to 10 a.m. instead?
Oh, gosh.
So we are like, we're playing Watershed at the Gorge in Eastern Washington. We hop off stage as fast as we can. And we're trying to drive to Mountain Home Music Festival in Idaho to get there to play by 10 a.m. And there is a wildfire in our way between where like our path of how we have to get to this gig.
An actual fire.
Yeah.
In the middle of the road.
Like acres upon acres of this wildfire. So we have to take a 5-hour detour around said fire in the middle of the night. And we pull up to this, I mean, I don't even know where we were. We were in the middle of the nowhere, this like podunk little hotel, right? And we're trying to check in so we can just shower and we don't even have time to sleep. We're just going to like get dressed and head on to the next one. And the guy that is checking us in, it's like, hey man, like where are you guys coming from? I was like, we're coming from Watershed and we're heading over to Idaho. He goes, oh man, cool. Like, is that in Idaho? No, it's in Washington. He goes, oh cool. So like you guys in a band? And I was like, yeah, we're in a band. He goes, sweet. So you're married? And I was like,
what?
No, we're not married. He goes, where are you from? Like, and I was like, well, we're from Nashville. He goes, whoa man, that'd be like driving from here to Florida. I'm so tired. It's like 3 a.m. I'm like, or it would be like driving from here to Nashville
or Nashville. Yeah.
You know? So anyways, it took us like an hour to get checked in and we ended up pulling in 15 minutes late to our gig. I mean, it was like cutting it dead close, but we made it
because of a wildfire.
That's... and a change in set time, which playing at 10 a.m. after driving all night is not fun.
I mean, those are the things that like, you don't hear a lot.
And it's,
why were you late? Traffic. There was, you know, ran out of gas. I mean, it had a flat tire.
Yeah.
Not many people go, well, we ran into a wildfire.
You know, we just had a little detour.
So
Nashville, we have a problem. I don't think we're going to make the gig on time.
Yeah. But you know, what's crazy is, I've always said that you musicians are the purest entrepreneurs like out there. Because you spend most of your time problem solving.
Oh yeah. Oh no, for sure.
Like every day it's like something else comes up. What? There's a wildfire.
Yeah.
Oh no. Okay.
Still gotta get there.
We gotta get there. Right. Really? Somehow.
I mean, there was a point that we all looked at each other. We'd been in the car for, you know, what, like 26 hours or something in 3 days. And we were like, oh my gosh, we just got no.
And then it's funny cause people were watching you on stage and like, oh God, they just lead like the most, you know, luxurious life.
You're like, I haven't showered in 48 hours. We're like, oh yeah, next stop.
Fresh. My voice is all, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's funny. Well, this is the best part of the show, obviously, is, you know, why I call it Hits Collecting Dust. So I get the exclusive here, right? Because you were warming up earlier and it was awesome, but you're like, this one hasn't been...
Yeah, it's not even recorded yet. So, I mean, it's fairly newly written, but I just kind of played it out on this last tour and people seem to be responding to it really well. So I think we're going to hit up the studio with it.
Nice.
People seem to be liking it.
So, Leija, you actually get this song before going in studio. It's not even demoed yet?
It's not even demoed yet.
Yeah, see?
I know. So, unless you've come to see me live in the last 2 months, you have never heard this.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. So can you at least set us up a little bit on like who and how you wrote it and the story, and then play it up for us?
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, one of the greatest things about Nashville is getting to write songs with some of your best friends. And, so I wrote this song with Adam Wood and Lena Stone. And, you know, I've been through a little bit of a personal heartbreak over the last few months myself. And what good is a heartbreak if you're a songwriter and you don't actually write about it?
Right. I've heard a lot of people say never, you know, lose that advantage of, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think if I don't get a, you know, hit song out of this one, I'm not doing my job right. So, but this one, you know, even through all of it, I really do still believe in love, but this one's called Love is Stupid.
Nice. I can't wait to hear it.
All right, here we go.
Love is stupid. Love is Cupid getting drunk and flinging arrows any way he feels like shooting. Love is hopeless. Love is broken like a heart that took off racing with that look and where it's going. Baby, we both know it's dangerous. There's no way it's safe for us to kiss like that in a night like this. But here we go now, baby, doing what we shouldn't do. I can't believe I'm here with you, about to fall into it. Love is stupid. Love is crazy. Love is saying this time's different, just like we did last time we didn't make it. Love's a liar. Love's a fire in our hands. And when it burns us, we just hold on tighter. Baby, we both know it's dangerous. There's no through it. 'Cause love is stupid. Love is stupid. Baby, we both know it's dangerous. There's no way it's safe for us to kiss like that and not like this. But here we go now, baby, doing what we shouldn't do. Stupid. Love is stupid.
Dang, I love it. That's awesome, Ray. I love it.
Thank
and
you.
I think a lot of people will or can relate to it.
I hope so. When I was out playing it live, I was a little surprised. It was kind of the sleeper pick of the set, because by the second chorus, I mean, people were drunk and shouting, "Love is stupid," and screaming at the stage at me. So,
oh my gosh,
I think they were getting it.
Yeah. Well, but yeah, I mean, they say that about, you know, those songs that really connect, that people really just relate to. So
yeah.
That's one of them.
Oh, thank you.
But yeah, we still do it.
We still do it.
That's right. I love it. Well, thanks so much. That was a great song. And
thank you.
If you haven't seen her live, guys, what are you looking forward to? Like, what's coming up? What can we...
I've got a lot of stuff coming up, but
wait,
you guys are going to have to just stay tuned.
Wait, you
a
can't...
Lot of it's,
secret? You can't?
A lot of it's a little secret. I have some really, really big stuff coming up, and just keep it. Keep, all right.
If I, turn the mics off, will you tell me then?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, all right. Just know, that, all right. So we got some good stuff coming up that you can't talk about. How's that?
Yeah.
But guys, when we hit stop, I'm going to hear about, thanks.
You're welcome. That's awesome. Give me the insider scoop.
That's awesome. Ray Solomon Music, follower, supporter, go find her. And I know you're going to get really busy again and really big time, cause I know what's coming up. But will you promise me that at some point you'll come back?
Absolutely.
You sure?
Yes.
I got it on recording.
Yes. I'm coming back when I can actually kind of talk more about this stuff, and then we'll have new things to say.
Awesome. Yeah. And they'll have another Nashville. We have a problem story.
Ooh, oh, so? I've got plenty of those. Yeah, for days.
We can tell those all. That'd be just a whole nother show.
Yeah.
Okay. Really, all right. Thanks so much for coming in. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
This has been HITS Collecting Dust. Please support this podcast and the artists featured by going to iTunes, subscribing, and leaving us a review.